Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are beginning Siman Kuf Pei Dalet with Sifim Aleph through Dalet, and we're going to talk about saying a bracha achrona before leaving one's place of eating, as well as a case of doubt whether one said Birkas HaMazon. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Misha Ocha B'makom Echad Tzarech Levarech Kodem Sheyakor Mimekomo. So if a person eats in one place, he has to say Birkas HaMazon before leaving that place. V'im Yotza Mimekomo V'lo B'irach Im Hay B'mezid Yachzor L'mekomo V'yivarech. So if one leaves his place and didn't bench, so if he did so purposefully, then he needs to return to his place and bench. But b'di'evet, after the fact, if he benched where he remembered, then he would be yotze. The Rama comments, v'davka l'das ha-Rambam. This is true according to the Rambam. Aval l'das ha-Rosh, d'sfir le'da'af b'shoge, yachzor l'mekom l'chadchila, so then b'mezit af b'di'evet lo yotze. According to the Rosh, who holds that when one unintentionally leaves his original place, he still needs to return to it. So then when he willingly and purposefully leaves his original place, so then he's not yotze unless he returns to it. V'im haya b'shogeg, says the Mechaber, if he mistakenly left, le'harambam yavarech b'makum shenizgar, according to the Rambam, he can bench where he is. U'laharav Rabbeinu Yonah v'harosh, gam hu yachzor l'mekomo v'yavarech. According to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, he needs to return and benches in his original place. So how does this apply within one room? The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Aleph, Umipina lapina afilo abayis gadol muter. Going from corner to corner, side to side in one large room, that would be permitted to do. Va'afilu kashein roa mekomo harishon, even if you can't see your original location, kigon achorei haparavan v'chayotze b'zeh, such as if you're blocked by a big wooden chest or the like, a wooden mechitza, and you can't see your original place, nonetheless, because you're in the same room, it would be muter to move. If one is prevented for some reason from benching in the room in which he ate, then he is permitted to bench in the adjacent room as long as he can see his place of eating. If when he said hamotzi, he had in mind to bench in a different room, so then in a pressing situation, perhaps we can be lenient to allow him to do so. What's a pressing situation? Where the place where he ate is not so clean in order to bench there, afilu in roa mekom harishon, even if he can't see his original place. Beis mimekom avachol arba amos mimakom achilaso chashiv makom echad. His place is defined as the place where he ate, including the four amos around that place. V'yuchal lahatek mimakomo ayidei min yaketana. He can move slightly from that place where he ate within that four amos. Gimel yachzor lamekomo afilu kvar halach baderech lemeiracho kama milin. Even if he already traveled a number of miles from where he ate, he still needs to return. So then Yivarech Kan. Unless he's in a case where he traveled so far that if he then travels back, all the way back to where he ate, he will have digested his food and lost the opportunity to say Birkas HaMazon, so then he should bench where he is. Dalid Yotza, so b'di'eved yir yotze, according to the Rambam, haynu afilu hayomezu b'akira, so even if he purposefully left, v'gam hezer ato b'bracha, and he also willingly said the bracha where he recalled, the haynu sh'yada hadin sh'tzarech l'achzor l'mekomo v'nisa'atza b'zeh, he knew that he was supposed to return to his original location, but he was lazy about it, and he benched where he remembered, afilu hachi yotza b'di'eved, nonetheless, after the fact, he is yotze. The Rama says that's according to the Rambam. Hey, ledas haRambam rotsa lomar tesfir lebesamach debeshogeg af lechatchila yuchal avarich b'makom shenizgar. According to the Rambam, who holds that when you unintentionally leave your place, so then you don't have to return to where you ate, but rather you can bench where you remembered. So then, according to that position, daylanu nachmir b'mezid b'lechatchila shatzerich lachzor lemakomo. So then, when he willingly leaves his place, we need to be stringent only by one degree, which means that we will require him to go back. But b'di'eved, he will be yotze if he benched. Avladas ha'rosh, da'af b'shogeg tzarech l'chadchil l'lachzor l'mekoma, according to the Rosh, that even in a case where you mistakenly leave, you need to go back. So then, mistarba to be mezid machmerin and tfei, da'af b'di'eved lo yotze. So then, in a case of mezid, we have to be stringent by one degree. We have to say that you're not going to be yotze if you benched in the wrong place. L'inyan halacha, eskimu achronim de'in tzarech l'lachzor l'varech hafilu hayamizid b'alichov v'bracha, k'nizuk le'el b'siv katan dalid. So halacha l'maisa, the achronim agree that b'di'eved, after the fact, if you already benched in the wrong place, we would say that you are yotze and you don't need to bench again. Vav yivarech b'makom shenizkar. So the Rambam writes that if you leave unintentionally, then you can bench where you remember. So the Rambam holds that still it's best, it's praiseworthy to go back to where you ate, but you're not obligated to do so. However, the Rosh and the Rabbi Yonah disagree. They say you are obligated to go back. So the Achronim say that we accept the Rosh's opinion that even when you leave Bishogeg, you need to go back. And unless it's a pressing situation, does yuchal lismoch asvar rishona? In that case, you could be lenient and rely on the first opinion. So, what if you're in a group and the group leaves, and then you leave because the group leaves? So, footnote 2, Shulchan Aruch Rav says that nonetheless, that's considered an intentional leaving, and you would have to go back. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 3 points out that even if you are going to delay tefillah b'tzibur by returning to your original place, nonetheless, you still have to go back. The Mechaber continues in Beis. Mamedvar mamurim kishein lo pasod. Avalam yesh lo pasod yochal b'makom hasheni mi'ad v'yivarech rak shelo yehi ra'iv me'achila rishona. So the aforementioned halacha that one must go back to his original location applies only if he has no more bread. But if he does have more bread, he should eat some more in his new location and then bench there, as long as he's not already hungry following his first location of eating. The Mishnah Berurah in Ches comments, "Va'afilu b'meizin mahani hayta kana shayocha kan pas davar muat." So even if he intentionally left his original place, this solution would be effective to eat a little bit more bread in his second place. Ve'im tzarch levarch tchila berkas hamotzi, he doesn't have to say another hamotzi. V'lo berkas hamazon amashak var ochal, he doesn't have to bench on what he already had. V'yachar achilas pasha b'chan yivarch berkas hamazon, after he finishes eating in his second place, then he should bench, and that will cover both. V'yalado achilas ochal b'makom acher, that will count also for the eating that he did in his original place. He needs to have is a little bit of bread, even less than a kezayis, because it will still join up together with what he ate in his first place. However, he does need to have specifically bread in the second place. If he has appetizers and other types of sweet mizonos products, so that is not going to suffice. Primogodim says that even a kezayis worth of those is not going to be sufficient. Yod rak shelo yehi ra'iv. What is this condition that the Shulchan Aruch adds? Dimhu ra'iv lo mahani mashi yochal ata. If he became hungry in between, so then what he continues to eat in the second location doesn't help at all. Like far hifsid abirkas hamazon shalachi lo rishona. He already lost the opportunity to bench from his first eating because he became hungry. K'mo shekasov b'sifhei, as we're going to learn in sifhei. V'yatahu chiyuv chadosh. Now he has a new requirement to bench. V'tzarech levarek am birkas hamotzi. And because he lost his last birkas hamazon, he also needs to say another hamotzi. So is that true even if there was no Hesach Hadas? So Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Hei, Simin Kuf Beis, quoted in footnote 6, says that the case over here is where the person did not establish himself originally for a long meal. He just had a bunch of different sessions of eating. So then once he becomes hungry, he's considered objectively to have had a Hesach Hadas, and he needs to make a new Bracha Rishona, as the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mechaber continues in Gimel. Yashomrim shakol shivas haminim tu nebracha l'acharim b'mekomam. V'yashomrim d'chamishas minei dagan davka. There are some who say that all shivas haminim require bracha achrona in their original location. Others say that it's true only about the five grains. Finally, Elsim in Kufa in Ches Sifhei, says the Ramah. So what if you leave before saying the bracha achrona? The Mishnah Berurah says, v'myatam b'mekomam havadino k'mo shakasu sifha alufim beis. It's the same exact halachos as we would apply for bread. Are there any other opinions with respect to this halacha? So in Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah comments on that Ramah, who says to look at Kufayin Ches, hey, why? Shasham hivi arav uchito shlishis, the davka pas. Because over there, the Ramah says that some hold that this applies only to bread. Ulin indino kasav sham hagra, dehoikar kadeya hashniya. The Gra paskins like the middle opinion that it applies to all five grains. The Chamishas mini dogon chashive kepaslin yinzeh. We treat the five grains like bread with respect to this rule that you have to say the bracha achrona where you eat. Vayim b'mashukos avnu sham b'mishnah brurah. The Mishnah Berurah over there discusses to what degree we treat shivas haminim like mizonos, whether with respect to going back to your original place in order to say the bracha achrona or saying a new bracha rishona after a shinui makom ayin sham. So if you leave intentionally after eating shivas haminim, do you have to return to the location in order to say the bracha achrona? So in footnote 7, the Ben Ish Chai is quoted as saying, Nalechatchila, you should do so. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is lenient because of a Sfek Sveika. One Safik is that according to the Rambam, when you leave unintentionally, you don't have to return at all, even if you eat bread. And a second Safik is that maybe this whole rule doesn't apply to Shiva Saminim. So you have a Sfek Sveika, so you don't have to go back according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Sif Dalet in the Mechaber, Ochave Inu Yodea and Beirach Birkas HaMazon in Lav, if you ate and you can't remember whether you benched or not, Sarich Levarich Mi Safik, Bimpnei Shehi Minat Torah. And you have to say Birkas HaMazon out of doubt because it's a biblical requirement. Does that apply also to the fourth bracha? Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Gimel, Hainu Kol Birkas HaMazon, the entire thing. Af Bracha Reviyah She'ino Elam Adarbanon, Kihichi Delo Lizel Zulei Bey. So this applies even to the fourth bracha, which is only rabbinic, because we don't want to denigrate it. Yodalad misafik v'gam yachol lahotzi la'acher sha'achav lo be'erich. But Kiv Eger says that when a person benches out of a safik, he can even be motzi somebody who definitely needs to bench. Tezvav mepneisha minatora v'davka kishesava. When is it minatora? Only if you were satiated. Di lo sava, if you weren't satiated, l'rov ha'poskim hu mederabonam. Then most assume that it's only mederabonam. Mikom rakom roi l'rei shamay minestapik in be'erich ulo. So it's fitting for Yerei Shamayim when he's unsure whether he benched afilu shelo achal el kezayis, even if he only ate a kezayis, shehitol yadav vivarich hamotzi v'yocha kezayis vivarich birkas hamazon. So he should wash again and he should say hamotzi because he wasn't planning on eating more, he had a hesach hadas, and now he should have another kezayis and then bench in order to get out of the safik. Next time around, we'll continue in Simon Kuf Pei Dalet. Have a wonderful day.